We will pray. Let's thank the Lord. We want to identify ourselves to the Lord for Him to bless our heart now. Wonderful Heavenly Father, we come to You in the precious name of Jesus Christ. You are the one who gave us this appointment. You are leading our lives and You put us in a situation for us to contact You. Once more tonight we come one with another, with the brotherly fellowship in this appointment. And we know that one day there'll be the last appointment. And You will prepare us in details for us to meet You. Bless tonight our heart. Bless Your word. You know the needs, big or small, here and there, everywhere. Outstretch Your hands, those hands which were pierced. And at that time we were sinners. We have contributed to pierce Your hands, but You have granted us grace. Thank You once more for tonight. Put our hearts in harmony, in peace, and in the condition to hear Your word. To You we give honor and praises and thanksgivings, and also for those breathing who will hear or listen this sermon, may Your spirit be upon them, and may this desire of unity, wherewith You, when You speak to the heart, You unite them. Through the power of Your Holy Ghost, You are uniting Your children as You did in the past. You're still doing it today. Thank You, Lord, to Your adoration, thanksgivings, and all the hearts are before Thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll continue with what we are reading. In one part, we see how the brother is coming all the way back to the topic of marriage and divorce. But they are clarification which help us to realize how God, since the beginning, He took care of all things, and where all men, not just believer, because the believer who accept the word of God and the law of God, but the law of God was made for all. In the past time, it was for everyone, for the Assyrian, for Philistine, but only people of God, they were observing His law. Nonetheless, the word of God is for all. We start with from page 23. Hallelujah. Luke 22:31-32. Tonight the Lord is in our midst. It seems like He's far from us, but as the scripture say, He's near us. The same way He spoke to Peter, He still speaks to you and me. And He pray for all. And as it is written in the word of God, is in the right side of the Father and intercedes for all of us. That's why today we can identify ourselves in this word. As is written here, Simon, Simon, behold. But we have to put our whole name, Franco, Franco. Behold, Satan has asked to you that he may sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you. We see that this thing is wonderful. We continue to read. We have no right to wonder why the faithful Lord and Savior consents the adversary's request to sift his own and why he gives them into his power. But we can ask ourselves, it is possible. We are in Christ. We are in his hand. We believe and we have faith. But why do we pass through difficult times or situation in which the devil takes in his hand our lives? Why God does permit it? We can ask ourselves. We continue to read a little bit, then we go in the scripture. However, when the wheat is sifted, the wind carries away only the chaff of false doctrines and false inspiration, while the wheat remain in the sieve. The same Lord who was betrayed and crucified has risen victoriously, and we with him. For us, everything would be much easier if we no longer had to fight the force of an enemy who are already defeated. Ephesians 6:10-20, where it speaks about the armor, and then Colossians 2:13-15. All these passages, we know them. However, it is only through trials that we can prove ourselves. Without struggle or fight, there is no victory. And without victory, there is no crown. Without fight, there is no victory. And without victory, there is no crown. In the same chapter, the Lord experienced the betrayal of one who had eaten at the same table as him and drank with him. Matthew 26. He was arrested as an evil doer. And only then did he say, "But this is your hour and the power of darkness." You can find it in Luke 22:53. Let us read some passages of the scripture. Let us go in Amos chapter 9. There is a wonderful passage of the scripture. It's a prophetic word. Amos chapter 9, verse 9. We can start from verse 8. We have the context. "Behold, the eyes of the Lord God are upon the sinful kingdom, and I will destroy it from the off the face of the earth, saving that I will not utterly destroy the house of Jacob, said the Lord. For lo, I will command, and I will sift the house of Israel among all nations, like as corn is sifted in a sieve, yet shall not the least grain fall upon the earth, and all the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, which say, the evil shall not overtake nor prevent us." We see here how the wheat pass in the sieve. Because our life must do the same. For the pure, or the pure part to be detached, as Brother Branham used to say, that the pure so the chaff has to be detached, because life is in the wheat, in the grain. So in the corn there is a grain. So we can see, like in the passages with the church ages, there's a corn, and the grain at the end has to stay, to remain. That's why the Lord say, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has asked to have you." And Simon could say, "I won't betray you, I won't forsake you, But then the Lord told him, before the cock sings three times, since you betray me, you deny me three times. That's why also we must pass through the sieve. All the wrong teaching, all those things, they must stay out. And just the grain has to remain to be put in the sieve. That's why when we have trials, we should not mourn. Also with Job. But the Lord there could say, do not touch his love. He went through a difficult time also. For him to have that purity in his heart and that safety in him. Then we see in chapter 35. In First Chronicle, David. Also, David was we read in 1 Chronicle chapter 21 for us to understand how God acts or works when he sees that there are things to be put in their place or to be fixed. In 1 Chronicle 21. From verse 1, it is written, and Satan stood up against Israel and provoked David to number Israel. And then David said to Joab, but if we go in 2 Samuel 24, keep this passage of the scripture in your mind. We see a little bit what the Lord does. Here in 1 Samuel 24, the first verse. We heard that Satan stood up against Israel and provoked David. But here, here it says that the Lord inspired David. So the inspiration which cometh, and God lead us in that way for us to put something in order in our life. So here we can see the Savior. As we read, we have no right to wonder why the faithful Lord and Savior consents to the adversary's request to sift his own, and why he gives them into his power. That's why God granted us grace to realize this thing and to go beyond or what can be a difficulty or a trial. James in chapter 1, he says that. So the brother read in 2 Samuel 24 verse 10. James. James chapter 1 verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Hallelujah. Can we realize this thing? That's why everything in relation, so the authority in heaven, in heavenly places, they are not only angels which are with us, but they are also angels against us. And God knows all these things. So it is wonderful to fall in the hands of God instead of falling in the hands of man, as David said. So is God the one who's leading fully our life? And we know that we reach the goal also when we see the negative experiences in our life. We have to thank God, because at the end we'll be victorious. That's how our faith is being put in trial. We can read in 1 Corinthians. In 1 Corinthians 10. Verse 10. Or verse 13. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Amen. We see there, as David was inspired, because God wanted to correct Israel, because they were walking not in the right way. That's why God wanted to put everything back in order. That's why here Brother Frank says these things. And also with each one of us, we maybe had already in our life situation in which now we can put this word or identify ourselves in this word which we read. In a situation in which you were not able and your faith come to fail, but the Lord has given you strength to win and you were victorious of the battle. That's why it is written here then. However, it is only through trials that we can prove ourselves. Lord, am I in the faith? Do I resist to the temptation? I felt your spirit which was there. I seen your power which was there for me. And this thing rejoices us, that the Lord walks with us. That's why I say, without battles, there is no victory. And without victory, there is no crown. In the same chapter, our Lord experienced the betrayal of one who had eaten at the same table as him and drank with him. So him, the Lord, who knows the heart of men, he knew what they were thinking. He was God in the flesh. He knew exactly, but he resisted till the last minute. He knew that the man who was eating with him, or he was trampled his bread in the wine, was the one to betray him. There are many passages in scripture that we can see that. When we can see that this wonderful and glorious God, he came to be treated as the worst of the men, but he was God in the flesh and did all that for us. Let us continue to read. We see the devil took control here at the end. For the Lord himself said, a myriad of angels, they can come, when he was speaking to Pilate. But then he say, I came for this time. Now we read the circular letter 53, February 200, 2002. The Apostle Paul had before his eyes the great and terrible day of the Lord, burning like an oven. Malachi 4, 1 to 6, as well as all those things which are part of it, when he wrote, "But you, brothers, are not in darkness, so that they shall come upon you like a thief, for you are all sons of the light and sons of the day. We are not of the night, nor of the darkness." 1 Thessalonians 5, 4 and 5. Since the prophetic word has been so wonderfully revealed to us, it has become a shining lamp to us. We are truly the best informed people on earth, for we have the privilege of recognizing the day and the message, and we have found favor before God, and we escape all that is to come on the earth. Luke 21:36. Let us read this passage of Luke 21:36. Hallelujah. Let us read from verse 34. And take heed to yourself, lest at any time your heart be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life. These are precise words. As Brother Frank said last Sunday, it is enough just to read the word. Because if we just read the word of God, you understand the right thing. And cares of this life, and so that they come upon you unaware. For as is near shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watching ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy, what a precious word, to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Hallelujah. As we read here, we find the favor before God, and we'll escape all that is to come on earth. And what is taking place on earth? And what will come and what will be after. We can see that like this virus has stopped everything. The commercial part, the economical part, the moral part. We can see. There are many verses of the scripture, but we do not have time to go through all of them. But this is a prophetic word, and God is granting us grace to escape from all these things, giving us a heart which is watching over, which is watching, and he knows and is careful where he puts his feet, because God has granted us grace to go beyond without taking care or being careful of what is around us. What is taking place is not for us, because we are beyond. Do you believe that? Can you receive this word that you are beyond of what is taking place today? Because God is your protection and is our protection. Everything that takes place is for the word. The word has to pass through this way. There be the great tribulation. This is not the great tribulation. you have tribulation, but be of good courage. I have won the world. It is written, hallelujah. So it is not for you, because you are not of the world, but you are in the world. This thing is wonderful. I continue to read. We have also 2 Peter, the prophetic word, which is a lamp, as is written, as we read here. Let us read it in 2 Peter. What does it say? It speaks about we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in the dark place until the day dawn, and the day star arise in your heart, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation, for the prophecies came not in all time by the will of a man, but only man of God speak as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. We have also Psalm, also Brother Frank, I believe on Sunday, he mentioned Psalm 119. Let me read it. Psalm 119. I want to read it for us to be embedded in the Word of God. Your word is a lamp at my feet and it is a light for my path, in my path. Hallelujah. May God be glorified and be lifted up in our heart. We continue to read the secular letter. If the things that will happen after the bridegroom takes away the bride in glory are already being prepared, how close then is the return of our Lord Jesus Christ? And behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is he who keeps the word of the prophecy of this book, Revelation 22:7. We can declare it with all certainty. Behold, the bridegroom cometh, Matthew 25:6. I read it one more time for us to be embedded. If the things that will happen after the bridegroom takes away the bride in glory are already being prepared, how close then is the return of our Lord Jesus Christ? And we can add, when we see all these things, then we can say, behold, here is the bridegroom. It is quite certain that this is now the very last call, the eternally or everlasting valid gospel of the kingdom of God is being preached as a testimony to all nations. May our lamps burn brightly and our vessel be filled with the oil of the Spirit. Matthew 25:5-9. The wise and the foolish virgin. We can't say a lot about the oil. May the Lord grant us grace. And also for those who will listen, oil, which is the reserve of the revelation of the word of God, must be anchored in our heart for us, for it to continue to shine or to burn till the rapture. So it should burn from revelation to revelation, from inspiration to inspiration, until the rapture come to pass, until the Lord comes to take his bride. Otherwise, we do like the foolish virgin and we ask for the oil. Do you feel to ask an oil or to ask oil, or do you feel to have the a reserve oil in the vessel, which will bring you until the door for you to enter in a symbolic way. Like you are the door is open, then the Lord will take you and you'll be raptured. So we should know it, that this reserve, we must have it. Because the oil shall burn and produce light, and our path should be illuminated. If not, we'll be in darkness. May God help us. With Paul, we can cry out with conviction, "Maranatha, come soon, Lord Jesus." In a short time, we will experience the restoration and the completion of the bride. And in a short time, we will experience the restoration and completion of the bride, and we will experience the powerful action of God. So we know that the restoration took already place, is there. And what does Brother Frank want to say here? Because sometimes he says something in a way, and another way, in another way. But if you are not anchored in the scripture, and you don't know what God has done at this end time, you be dependent, or you depend on what Brother Frank, the lips of Brother Frank, because you won't be stable. What Elijah did, here Brother Frank said, restoration has to take place. So what are you doing if this word was not restored, if the gift are not there? So there is confusion between the baptism of the Holy Ghost, which you and I must have now, and the sealing, which we'll have when the rain will come. And reading here, as Brother Frank said, in short time we will experience the restoration. That means we will leave that restoration with the powerful hand of God. We live plainly what God is doing, fully what God is doing. I hope you have understood it. It is important to understand this thing properly. I wrote down here Malachi and Luke, when he said, when Elijah shall come, we restore all things. So if Elijah has come, has he put everything in their place or no? So if we believe in a messenger, we have also to believe that everything was restored. But it is about you and me to be restored now. For John the Baptist, it was the forerunner of the first coming, and Elijah was the forerunner of the second, through the message. So all these things, it is a living life. I said it already. The question is, have you entered or not? Because you can say, we did not see the miracles which Brother Branham did. That is restoration. You see the great confusion. They don't know yet the ABC, but they want to do algebra. As Brother Branham used to say, they are not living according to the of the teaching, because Elijah restored all the teaching. What Luther said, then denomination, the same with Wesley, he start, then denomination comes, and Azusa Street, all these things, with the prophet, everything was restored. Baptism in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, marriage and divorce, the Lord's Supper, everything was restored, and now we are living. So this word sometime you can read it here. You say, yeah, Brother Frank said that like this, so restoration has to come. Acts chapter 3 to from 1921, Matthew 17:11. Brother Frank keeps saying that we are in the full restoration. If you are not restored, you cannot be raptured. If I'm saying something wrong, you have to come and tell me that I'm saying something wrong. So there is a full, the complete restoration, sign and miracles. We read it, and Brother Brown explained them. That first comes the teaching, first comes the word, first comes the changement of life, the transformation, the restoration of the heart. Then the signs and miracle comes later. Hallelujah. May God bless our hearts. Let us continue. For the year 2002, I wish all of you in the world the rich blessing of God who reveals himself visibly. I thank the brethren of the local churches in our country, in the whole of Europe and in the whole world for the good cooperation we have together. People everywhere remember that it was Brother Frank who God used to take the message to Europe, Asia, Africa, yes, even to all the world, to the African brothers who have a problem with the doctrine of marriage and divorce, and this is true. We must urge them. Also, last Sunday, he said that related on the subject of marriage and divorce. But what he said marriage must be done in conformity with the word. He said you can do it in your way or in this way, it's okay, but it must be done in conformity with the scripture, and there shall be blessing. Otherwise, God cannot bless it. We must urge them to abandon their own thoughts and respect the word of God on this subject. When God say A, is A. When he say B, is B. When he say C, is C. As they do on any other subject, the Apostle Paul is the one who, on a divine call, also answered this question. William Branham did it in the same way. We must be careful with a singular use in the test on which the whole matter is based. Polygamy does not exist. The Bible says it is because the hardening of your heart. God in the beginning made just Eve. The mother of all the living. God created just one Eve. May God help these brothers for them to take the right position. God created just one Eve. But because of fornication, let every man have his own wife, and every woman her own husband. That is, since Genesis, it was like this. See, it is not good for a man to be alone, and I make him a helper . And he took one rib out of a man. Then he made Isha, my other part. And there is no other. Hallelujah. But because of fornication, let every man have his own wife, and every woman her own husband. 1 Corinthians 7:2, 1 Thessalonians 4. 1-5. Other arguments are worthless. The answers to the biblical question can only be found in the Bible. Also, those concerning the hot problem of marriage, divorce, and remarriage. We thank Brother Alexis Barillier for his tireless commitment, especially in Africa. I am obliged to read it because it is written here. May God help us and grant us grace to see how the action of God in the midst of the church must be according to the word, according to the scripture. Circular letter 55. We can see that we are going back. Year after year, February 2004. During all these years, I have carried the true divine message throughout the world and preached Jesus Christ. I have proclaimed the word and not the interpretation. I mention the prophet of this generation as I do of Moses, Elijah, Peter, and Paul. In my ministry, as in my life, there are heights. As well, death. But how could it be otherwise? As with our Lord, so with all his messenger. To some, they are destined for the fall of some, and to others, for the rise of others. Luke 2:34-38. Let us read Ephesians. Yeah, the brother say they are heights and they are also death. Either the spiritual, the good one, or also the bad one. Ephesians chapter 3. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 18. May be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Hallelujah. You see how it is wonderful. Romans 8. We start from 38. Here we see the other part. And we see that the Lord is the one who helps and blesses. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angel, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. You see how all these things hide our soul in Christ Jesus, and we are under his blood. I always repeat it because I've realized it, and I believe that you have also realized it. Before the world was, before the earth was created, when it was still void and without form, we were already in the thoughts of God. That's why no height, no breadth, as Brother Frank could say here. How should it be otherwise? Speaking about difficulties, or speaking also about good things, or supernatural things. I continue to read. To some is savor of life, giving life. To others, savor of death, giving death. We read it already in the past circular. Savor of death, giving death. 2 Corinthians 2, 14 to 17. To some I am a called of the Lord, a servant sent from God. To others, I'm a deceiver of the bride of Christ, a deceiver of people. Yes, and even the Antichrist in person sitting in the combined harvester. We know that Brother Frank had a vision which the Lord showed him. For some, several of life, and for others several of death. As we read last time, we cannot be accepted by all, and not all can accept us. It is right. God knows all these things. We don't know it, and we don't see it, but God knows. For all the elect, it is only their predestination that counts, and also that of a servant of God. And this predestination extends to his ministry and his life. Romans 8, 28 to 39. So predestination, salvation, is extended in all things, also with gift and the ministry that God gives. So it's daily life. Romans 8, 28 to 39. Let us read it. I have it here. Where it's written that we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, who are called according to his purpose, etc. And this is written in our heart, and it stays there. I continue to read. Think not that I come to bring peace on earth. I'm come not to bring peace, but a sword. Matthew 10, 34, 36. Is that this is part of the chapter in which the Lord sent the 12 apostles, where the sword is struck. separation can take place in the midst of families, people from one's own house can become enemies. I read it one more time because in the translation I have to change some things. Is that this is part of the chapter in which the Lord sent the 12 apostles, where the sword is struck. Where the sword is struck, separation can take place in the midst of family. People from one's own house can become enemies. You understand? They realize this thing. It may even happen that, as with Job, only a heap of ashes remains. That's why we ask ourselves, why my family too come to the Lord, but all the others did not come? I remember when I believe all my family was against me, and also my elder brother, because they could not accept the transformation of life which God did in my life. So they could not accept it, and the sword, when it struck, does this: people in your own house can become your enemies. It may even happen that, as with Job, only a heap of ashes remains. Nevertheless, it is necessary to think that such attacks come only from the enemy, who can only destroy. Thus, under his influence, reconciliation and forgiveness are set aside, while hatred and hostility are raised. So the devil put like a wall or a veil where hatred and hostility is before all other things, meaning reconciliation and forgiveness. Let us read in Matthew 10:35. Matthew chapter 10, verse 35. We can read from verse 34. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against the mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's foe shall be they of his own household. It is written. We all know this thing, that there are fights in the families because of faith, because of the blessing which God put in a special person, because he has chosen him. And you can say, yeah, he did not choose other. No. God is omniscient. He know all things. He know the heart. He know how to speak. He know how to do things, and he also knows who will accept. Let us read another passage in Luke 12. Is more Luke chapter 12. Luke 12:53. Hallelujah. We can start from verse 49. I am come to send fire on the earth, And what will I if it be already kindled? But I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how am I straitened till it be accomplished? We know that baptism is of the dead and resurrection. The Matthew, when the Lord asked a father to let the cup depart from him. So the baptism, that is a special baptism. Suppose ye that I am come to give peace on earth, I tell you nay, but rather division. So it is a grace when all the family come to faith. It is a grace. It is a great blessing. It's true. Because everything is possible. Here we speak of what the Lord says and how he said it. But each one of us has a story, and each house, you say, for from henceforth there shall be five in one house divided, two against two and two against three. The father shall be divided against the son, and the son against the father, the mother against the daughter, and the daughter against the mother-in-law against the daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against the mother-in-law. So in all the context which we read, say when the shot struck, that will take place then. That's why the Lord says, thus under his influence, the influence of Satan, reconciliation and forgiveness are set aside. Here is the terrible matter. The devil does all things for the family not to be reconciled, also for brethren not to be reconciled, because he put himself in the middle, is there being like an obstacle, and those are the authority and principality in the heavenly place. We do not want to enter into this subject, but we all know it. While hatred and hostility are raised, so always the wrong thing, the negative thing, or the evil thing is set as before everything to hinder reconciliation and forgiveness. So when the evil thing is put before us, we have to realize that is the devil put it there, because you have to realize it. For this world or this authority in the name of Jesus Christ to fall and to be destroyed and to fall. Amen. The servant can be glad when this thing happened to him, just as they happened to the master, of whom it is said that he was despised and forsaken by men, Isaiah 53. The scribes rejected our Lord. They called him impossible title. And even after his resurrection, they called him a deceiver. Matthew 24. After resurrection, we read then this passage in Matthew 27, 63. Even after the new birth, after the baptism of the Holy Ghost, after the restoration of the bright tree, Satan will make people to do the same thing. This is thus said the Lord in the word of God. Realize it. Seal this in your word, in your heart, because it's truth. Let us read this passage. Matthew 27:63. It is exactly like today. We do not have yet the resurrection of the new body, but we are resurrected in Christ. We are baptized in death, but we are resurrected with him. Hallelujah. So this word is for you and me. Hallelujah. May God grant us grace and help us Hallelujah. Verse 62. Now the next day that followed the day of preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, Sir, we remember that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again. These Pharisees, having the religious spirit, they believed that word, because if they did not believe that word, they suppose not, they had not to pay attention of it, but they believe in it. They did not want to accept it because they were only religious. They believed that word. If not, they had not to go there. They say, Sir, we remember that the deceiver said, while he was alive, after 3 days, I will rise again. So just try to imagine within them, they were thinking that it was possible, and they were trying to hinder his resurrection, putting someone or putting the stone before the tomb. That's why they were men. They are men without any experience of faith or supernatural experience. Let us see Matthew 5. Matthew 5. Matthew 5:9. Like here it speaks about what was done to the master will take place or will happen also to those who believe in his word. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of God, of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. The same thing is for us. May God bless our heart. And may God grant us grace. There is another verse that I wanted to read. Romans 8:17. This chapter is a wonderful chapter. There is everything inside it. Romans 8:17. We can read from verse 16. That the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Here there is something important that everyone to take his cross and follow the Lord. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Hallelujah. So it is a life. It's something you live. A son of God live in the presence of God, and he suffer all these things, and although all these things, he continue to walk with the Lord. The scribe said to the Lord Jesus, "We were not born of fornication." We are continuing to read the circular letter. It was like the venom. They say to the Lord here, "We were not born of fornication." They reproach him, "You are Samaritan, and you have demon." But the Lord said to them, "Why do you not hear my speech?" And immediately gave the answer, "Because you cannot hear my word." Be careful, my friends. This is deep. This is deep. I said before my heart, may God fill us with his spirit and his blessing tonight. This is deep, because you cannot hear my speech or my word. Then he said to those pious Jewish, "You have the devil for a father. He was a murderer from the beginning." John 8:41-44. Every time God did something on earth, a spiritual conflict took place. Are you there? Always. We have seen that also in the books a man sent from God. It is true, and this thing, we can understand it when we are in the Spirit of God. And the same thing started from heaven with Lucifer. Then he was saying, or it was thrown out of heaven. Then he came down to create trouble. But what touched me here, it is what the Lord said, "Because you cannot hear my word." So the word of John 1:5. Let us take this passage of John chapter 1. May God help us to pronounce the word, the right word, exactly what took place with Brother Branham and still taking place with Brother Frank, with the preaching and with all the brethren which are anchored in Christ. This I say it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. John chapter 1. Because beyond the word, there is something there. There is a special thing. "In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of man." Everything was made by the word. Here the Lord says, "Because you cannot hear my word." So the word of God anointed by the Holy Spirit does something. Something must happen. The Word of God anointed by the Holy Spirit provokes a reaction, and that reaction a religious man cannot accept. He cannot accept that reaction because he rejected it, he denied it. Because if he accepted it, he must convert. He must be converted. I wrote it down here because when the Lord put something in my heart, I wrote down, if not, I forget it. The Word of God, that's why you hear it, or you hear the Word of God, because within that word there is a seed, and that seed produces another seed and goes, it starts growing. But if there is no seed, it's hard. The reaction which takes place brings rebellion or rejection. The seed of the serpent, yeah, that what took place with Abel and Cain. Surely they were speaking between them, but when one was saying something, another one was rebelling, another one was saying, another one was hungry, because they were different things. So when we see this thing, we say, Lord, what a grace have I found before thee. Who I am? Who are we? So when God speaks to us, we have to say, Amen, Amen, Amen. Hallelujah. It is a blessing, my friend. It is something deep. This thing we won't be able to appreciate it or to thank God about this grace. Let us take this scripture in Luke 8:22. It speaks about the fool of Gadara. So 28. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not. I thank God because we did experience like this. When you speak to the demon, at the same time you speak to the other person. And this thing you have to experience for you to understand it. This word is wonderful for me. Because you cannot hear my word, but tonight we heard his word. We say thank Lord. We have said thank Lord for all what you gave us, for the revelation and passages of scripture, and for your grace. How you are granting each one of us grace. Nothing was made without the word of God. That's why when we pray, when we speak, let it be when we exhort a brother with passages of the scripture, may what we pronounce be anointed with the Holy Spirit, for it to work, for it to touch the heart, and for the person to feel the presence of God and to say, there's something here, I feel something that touching my heart. Don't you think that that woman was had a problem with blood, who touched the raiment of the Lord? That faith, it is the seed which is there. And there we can see that the seed is within you, the true seed of God. That's why he said, not even a grain shall fall on earth, the shaft, the false teaching, or the false thought, the evil imagination, they will go. Only a son and a daughter of God will remain. I believe as the Lord said it. Hallelujah. May God bless us. It be like this, my friend, it be like this. It can't be otherwise. In another way, let us be strengthened in faith. Let meet the Lord Jesus face to face. It is grace. It is a great blessing. And it is something special. We cannot express it with words. But let us enter in a spiritual contact with him, and for us to see what he did and what he's doing for us now. That's why he restored his word, he restored the heart, and our heart must live restoration. Because if we do not live restoration, we are still in denominations. We are still in denomination. Depend in the words spoken from the lips of someone, but not from the word which Jesus Christ has spoken. May God bless us and strengthen our heart. Thank you for your presence. Tonight, everyone is here. Also, Brother Stefano is here. And also, Brother Carmelo and all. Hallelujah. Also, Brother Carmelo. And me, I know you. I have seen already some brothers. When I came to your place many years ago, I met Brother Carmelo. We met also in Krefeld. I know also Brother Bruno. I'm Brother Carmelo from Liege. I believe in 92 I received my salvation. The Lord granted me grace to receive eternal life. And May the Lord continue his work in our midst. Let us pray and thank the Lord. Is there someone who wants to thank the Lord, who feels to thank the Lord? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your love, kindness, loving kindness, and your mercy. As men, we are nothing, but you did great things. You gave us eternal life. You redeemed us. And we realize our condition of sinners, and we have accepted your forgiveness. Give us all way to see the truth in your word. Your word is the truth. Help us to discern in this difficult time the right path. You confirm us everything, your word, your promise. They have to find our amen as we are tonight. We are in the perfect will of the Lord, and you are giving us capacity to continue to walk, even though our weakness. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for the possibility which you give us tonight to be gathered, and for your word. We thank you also for Brother Carmelo, which I know not, but bless all his family, and may your blessing be upon my family and upon all the family of my brethren. We pray in your precious name. Amen. 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 May the Lord bless we all.